It is 7:20 on a Sunday morning. That means it's time for Hancock and Kelly to talk some politics. We are closing in on the election, about 37 days or something like that. We have the vice presidential debate coming up. I want to start with this. John, Donald Trump yesterday attacked his opponent as being mentally impaired and born mentally disabled. Is this a strategy that will actually work with his supporters?
Well, his supporters aren't going anywhere.
No matter what he says?
Yeah, I think that's been borne out for the better part of a decade now.
Okay.
But, you know, here's the thing about Donald Trump is that he's such a different kind of candidate. And most campaigns, certainly by this stage in the race, are attempting to expand their appeal, to go out and pick up independent voters, voters on the fence. And Trump has very consistently throughout his political career been content with solidifying a very passionate base. So the question becomes, is that very passionate base sufficient to win enough electoral votes to win the election? I think it's a fait accompli that Kamala Harris is going to win the popular vote. There's only been one Republican in the last six cycles that have won the popular vote. Donald Trump's not going to do that. But he may have enough faithful supporters in enough of those seven states that he pulls this thing out.
All right. Michael, your thoughts?
Well, I think John's summary of Donald Trump was pretty much spot on. I do hope that some of this behavior is off-putting to some people and that there's some shred of decency out there for somebody who truly may be on the fence as to the type of human being who ought to be leading the free world. But at the end of the day, I think this is who Donald Trump is. This is his strategy. I think Kamala Harris needs to continue to allow his words to speak for themselves. And on another note, it's just kind of sad that this is where we're at politically, that we got some important stuff to be dealing with, and we look like we're having a fourth grade cafeteria fight.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. The issues don't seem to be a big part of this election. It's not like this is the first time that's been the case, but in particular, this race. So I know you guys, we talked about this a couple days ago. It really comes down to turnout, especially, John, with what you're talking about, the base of Trump going to the polls and in those key states getting those electoral votes. So how do both sides approach this in terms of turnout? What do they need to do? Let's start with you, John.
Well, Democrats have laid a pretty good infrastructure across the battleground states of people knocking on doors, identifying voters, communicating with those voters, ensuring that those voters vote. Most of those states have an early voting window. Most of those windows are about 2 weeks long, some longer. And so all of the ground force right now is geared toward driving your supporters to the polls. The Trump campaign later to the dance. And really, I'll be interested to see. They've outsourced the voter turnout operation to a super PAC headed by Elon Musk. And I don't recall that ever being done before. It's usually the national political party committees that put together and structure those ground games. It'll be very interesting to see if this third-party ground effort works. We'll see.
Well, Michael, you have said for the last few weeks you think Kamala Harris should just keep doing what she's been doing. It's working. Is there anything that she's missing?
Oh, that's a great question. I don't think any stone's going unturned. I think another opportunity to be in front of the entire country with Donald Trump on a debate stage would be helpful. But this race has now turned down to turnout, as we've been discussing. You know, earlier in the show, Scott, you had an incredible piece by Fred Bottomer that talked about this Christian nationalism and the efforts they're putting forward for the Trump campaign and how those voters reconcile it. Well, that's really what's happening. You're seeing organized labor, the choice community, women's groups being motivated, organized, and pushing out their votes, particularly in the battleground states. And then the final thing is, you know, this is really our first presidential election. Of course, the last one, but the last one was so weird, right? I mean, it was all done on Zoom, et cetera, where early voting is almost existent in every state in the country. And so election day, the John and I used to focus on election day as being election day. Well, in a lot of states now, election day is 2 and 3 weeks or before election day starts. So these operations are out working right now. And I put my faith in the proven systems that the Democrats are rather than the outsourced manner of the Republicans.
All right. I thought that was an interesting piece that Fred Bottomer had with This Week in Religion. And the guy from the Christian nationalist group was saying that he thought Trump was a once in a thousand years man. But then when he went to his supporters in the church, they asked, what are you talking about? How can you support a guy who says things like he said yesterday about his opponent? And for some reason, they still are all in. John, do you think that's about policy or it's just about the man?
I don't get it. I really don't understand. You know, I consider myself an evangelical Christian, and you know, it's hard for me to reconcile. I can understand holding your nose and voting for Donald Trump because you support his cultural policy positions, but the defense of seemingly indefensible statements over and over and over again is. It's troubling to me.
Michael, we have the vice presidential debate this week. Does that matter?
Not really. You know, I said something on Friday to John Hancock that it almost seemed to me that the vice presidential debate was going to be the display of two different forms of masculinity. You know, this machismo, thump your chest stuff that J.D. Vance and Donald Trump exude. And the Democratic perspective of accomplished men who are supportive of the rights and of women. So I saw Saturday Night Live made a little spoof about it last night, too. So I think that will be the undercard story here. But we're going to get past this, provided either of them doesn't blow up like Joe Biden did. This will just be a bump in the road for the next 30-something days.
And final thoughts, John, on the VP debate?
Yeah, I think it's not going to be very consequential. I hope they get into the policy distinctions because there are real policy distinctions between these two campaigns.
All right, John Hancock, Michael Kelly, thanks as always.
See you, Scott.
You bet.
All right, talk to you soon. It is Total Information AM Sunday. It is September 29th.